Hello to everyone following the Web Intersect series. Today we're going to be putting in a drop-down menu because it looks as though from the develop PHP poll that people want to see private messaging before any of this other stuff. So I'm going to show a private messaging system very quickly in the next tutorial, but in this tutorial, real quick, it's going to be very, very fast and very short. I'm going to show you how to put a drop-down menu on this account button. And I don't want everybody to just see a drop-down menu there and be like, "Oh, how did Adam do that?" I'm going to show you every little bit of how I do that right now. Okay, and what I'm about to show you is so easy, anybody could do it. Like an old lady that's 95, has never seen the internet, doesn't even know what a website is, she can do this. A little baby who just came out of the mother's womb is still a little wet and gooey with the mom's ooze all over it. This baby can do this. So don't tell me you're having trouble. It's so very easy. We'll go to develop PHP and we'll put in pure CSS, and it should come up in the search bar. We'll put in pure CSS, click search, and then the first one is pure CSS drop-down menu, W3C validated, works in all major browsers. That's the one I want. And I made this tutorial a little while ago. I don't know what time. It was March 9th, 2010. I did this, and I made this from scratch with my own bare hands with chisel and hammer. All right, now what we're gonna do is simply grab this HTML. Actually, we only need one. I'm gonna grab this, and I'm gonna go to my files. I'm gonna open the Web Intersect scripts, check user log, and here is where we make our log options for the logged in user. Whether they're logged in or logged out, here's where those options get created, the HTML that is displayed in the header. So this is where I have to put this. So right here's account. I want to trade that for a drop down. So let's just comment that out using the comment button there in the HTML. Let's go a couple of lines down and pop this in. Now let's trade this from saying drop menu one to account. And this one, just those three for now. We'll add some more later when we add some new things to the site, but for right now that's good. So I'm gonna take that whole div, press Control C to copy it. Actually, we can put the link. Let's put the link in there right here where the pound sign is. Okay, that should be good. Now we're gonna copy that, and we'll put the links for the message inbox and the sent box in place when we start creating the private message system, which will be in the next lesson. Now, I'm going to place it also here. Let's comment this one out. That's their account button. Let's go down a couple of lines. And let's place in that div once again. So that way, no matter whether they're coming back from being away from the site for a week and they're using their cookie to be logged in, or whether their session is available, their session IDX is set. So no matter what the scenario, the person will have that account drop down now. And now all we have to do is open the main.css. Go to style, main, and in here down at the bottom we add the rest of what I had on that page there, develop PHP. All this CSS. I don't need the style tag because I'm putting mine right into the main style sheet of the site, but I do want all this stuff here. So line 64 down here, boom, I just put in all that. And up here where it starts, let's get rid of that. Okay, so this is the CSS for the drop down menu. Okay, now we're back at the home page of the site, and it should be on every page. Let's refresh. Right now it's not there, but if we refresh, it should be there, hopefully. And there it is. You can see mine is set to align right. So all I have to do in the CSS is put right here, DC, text align. Make sure it's left. Now, I FTP'd it up. Now I'm going to refresh and let's see what we have this time. Okay, so now it's aligned to the left the way I wanted. Now I'm going to go back into the CSS tweak it out just a little bit to get it colored the way I want. If I wanted to make it look like buttons to have image backgrounds in each one of those button cells, I can do that. We can also position it right here where it says left. We could change that from 0 to, let's say, 10, and you'll see the difference when I refresh. And top, we're going to bring up a little more because I think there's too much of a space there. So let's put that on 13. Okay, now you see how it's positioned a little better. It's right on the underline there, or right under the button where it should be. So that way there's no question whether somebody's mouse going over it will let them hit those buttons under it when it comes into view. If you leave a little space in here, it could make it to where it doesn't function correctly if the person's moving their mouse slowly enough over it. But we can see that I went the wrong way there with my left. Maybe we can make that a minus. How about minus 5? Let's see what happens. Okay, so you see there? I can position it left or right anywhere I want that box to show up. And I can also position the height of where it's going to show up once the mouse goes over it. It doesn't have to be right under the account word there, but it should be within enough pixel range to where it doesn't go away when they go down. When they go off of the word account, you want to make sure this menu system doesn't go away and their mouse accesses the first button right away. Okay, so I'm going to tweak mine out a little more, and you can tweak yours to look any way you like. And in the next lesson, we'll start this private messaging system, which is pretty simple.